We're doing the Zelda spin.
Nani?
Ha! 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 Ha!
Oh, that's almost, no, that's more, now I'm thinking like, that's Banjo-Kazooie, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's straight facts. Hold on, I gotta Venmo this guy back his gun money.
Get that gun money out of here.
Start, yeah.
We needed that gun money.
I don't need your blood money on this program.
I can't believe you brought gun money into our house.
Look, gun money was brought into our email, and then I shared it with the world, and that's what Jesus did. I don't know how Venmo works anymore. They changed
If anyone
it a lot.
Ever thought we were unethical, I hope they listen to this because we are sending this person their money.
We're sending
back.
It back. Yeah. That's on the show.
Yep.
You know what, Lawson? Make this the teaser so people know.
Okay.
The people gotta know.
They know that you will have your money returned once I figure out how the app works because it changed.
Yeah, Venmo be fucking around with its app.
All right, you guys talk about something.
Had enough of its bullshit.
Hey, Lawson.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
I'm all right.
Well, I was going to bring up wrestling because...
I mean, that's what we usually talk about.
That's what we usually talk about. Weirdly, I don't know what to say, but I mean...
I mean, we already talked about the...
Yeah, we kind
of... The sonatas of it all.
Sonata. David Finley.
Sonata. Look, great car.
Sonata.
That's my new thing on the podcast is I'm kind of a car guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's your new gimmick?
I'm a gearhead.
Wow.
I'm always in the box.
Are you watching
changing
Top
out the gears.
Gear?
Well, I'm not that kind of gearhead. Okay. Hey, I'm not from England.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, like on Top Gear.
One of the bloody mates over in Top Gear. One of the absolute chavs behind a Lambo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's... start the show, shall we? Welcome to another great episode of the HIP program, Ballin' Out.
Good times.
Having a good time.
Oh, I shouldn't start.
This week, discussing the latest news. The war in Ukraine. The blockade. The Cuban blockade. Uh-huh. IPCC report.
What?
We're doing all of the latest news programs, and I'm here with you. I'm Alex Patak. Welcome to the show. I'm here with my right-hand anchor, Katie Rosleon.
Thank you, Alex.
And the big swinging dick from across the sports desk, it's Lawson Leong.
Thank you, Alex, for getting my title correct.
That's right. Crack of the bat.
Mm-hmm.
It's
too
Lawson
much.
Leong. Well... Yep. I do what I can, and I have to because there's a war in Ukraine.
There's 42 inches of wood in my backpack, and I'm happy to see you.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm happy to see you, too. Thank you. I get excited when you come over every week.
Local teens across America are saying, get out of my room.
You know what we never talk about anymore?
What?
Anime.
Oh, shit.
They're calling it anime.
It's like cartoons, but Japanese.
We're going to get around to all that news stuff.
Could your kids be watching anime?
Is your child viewing Yu Yu Hakusho?
Here are some common signs to look out for to see if your child is a victim of anime. Do they wear cat ears to school?
What direction are their hands when they run?
Do they use terms like best girl?
Uh-huh. Is that an anime thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
It's a less racist waifu.
Oh, waifu. Well, you know, I feel like I've expressed myself. On the regular episode, I was explaining that I've been watching a lot of Pokemon and that there are more Pokemon movies than I originally knew about. And there was, I looked at a list of the top 10 best ones and surprise, they're all bad. But I'm not the only one with anime thoughts this week. This week,
well, and it's
we
also
to
you,
Katie.
You didn't have any anime thoughts because you got ogled.
I was fucking run down like
you got,
a dog.
Got skewered.
I was shouted down by toxic men.
You were ganged up on like when Hercule and Fat Boo and that
Listen,
dog ganged up on Kid Boo.
We tried to vote to improve the U.S. rail system, and it was voted down, and you have been derailed by... The Ogle Express.
Been derailed by now, the Ogle interests.
Not only are you derailed, but we're unrailed. Off the rails.
We're unrailed?
We're unrailed.
Conscious unrailedling.
All right, I will speak more about these Pokemon movies
okay,
I have
I'm
seen,
sorry.
If this is what you're saying.
I saw a show, and I need to talk about it. Someone okay. made me
what
watch a few episodes of a show called Blood Blockade Battlefront.
the triple B.
Have either
Katie,
of you
too many bees. Send
seen
it back.
This before?
Not even heard of it.
I won't watch something with that many bees.
It's by the Trigun guy.
Okay.
And the reason why I want to talk about it is because it takes place in New York City.
Hey!
Is it a character?
Now there's a town, yeah.
Yeah. The city of New York is like in a bubble or has been taken to an... I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But there's literally like, oh, look, it's the F train or the diner from Seinfeld or whatever. Mm. And it's just very funny to me.
Yeah, so what kind of stuff are they doing in New York City?
Fighting.
is it a battle shonen thing?
There's like Devil Man Cry Baby right. monsters everywhere living amongst this New York City that for some reason has been confiscated into some vague Under the Dome situation.
Oh, sheesh.
So there's
my
like
favorite game.
Regular people, but there's demon people. And then there's also like a kind of like an X-Men type situation where they're fighting the demons, but the cops don't like them.
But the trains are running and stuff. Like people are going to work.
Yeah, it's like extremely anime bullshit, but then it's also just like, hey, Johnny Salami.
Oh, Robbie Petrozone.
Oh, yeah, shit. It's just really fucking...
It really broaches the forbidden topic of what if Italians were in anime.
Well, it's
That's
there.
Why JoJo Season 5 is so good.
Mm. Yeah, and 6.
And 6.
Golden Wind
is, yeah, well, it's the fifth part. It's the sixth.
Oh, you know, yeah, you probably know better than me.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
All right,
it's
fine.
It's tense in here.
Well, what? It's the fifth part, but it's the sixth season. We're both correct.
Okay, why are you guys fighting?
I'm Italian.
Please stop yelling.
I'm sorry.
Stop raising
Lawson is an honorary voice. Italian because he's from
Brooklyn. I'm just really intense.
He's from Brooklyn. He's Italian.
Fuck, man.
Now,
hey, Fugues,
without... before we move on, I have to ask.
What?
They got Bruce Springsteen in this freaking show or what?
Bruce Springsteen's from New Jersey.
Yeah, but
you
we borrow
fuckhead.
Him.
No.
Okay, what about
all the way off?
They got Joel the on off. There. They got anybody there
got
to
bon
bless
Jovi.
The pipes? Bon Jovi?
Also New Jersey.
Yeah, they got Bon Jovi and the Nets.
They got Nomar
Wait,
Garcia Barro over there.
I forgot that that's our Brooklyn now. Like, fucked up.
I appreciated the joke you were trying to make.
Out of three.
Yeah. We all appreciate your joke, Lawson.
Rule of threes.
You're not Alex. Some dog who busted into the podcast.
The joke was name three Jersey things, but I fucked up and named an actual Brooklyn
Alex,
thing.
Alex, I'm sorry.
On the third try.
I'm sorry that occasionally we invite a demon into our house that can fight you head on.
I'm not upset about that. I have a wonderful time discussing anime on my anime program.
Okay, so talk about it.
Vinland Saga Season 2 is still good.
Still good, huh?
Yeah, still
When good. Will the pillaging end?
I'm not in this show, I tell you what, boy. If you're in for the pillaging, it's going to keep happening here on Vinland Saga.
Now, Lawson, I have a question for you about Vinland Saga. In that, yeah. I saw the first bunch of the first season,
uh-huh.
and it had a thing the show was about, and then it changed the thing the show was about to a completely new thing.
Right.
Does it just keep doing that?
Now I need to get into some specifics here. What was the first thing you thought it was about?
Well, first it's about you killed my father, how dare you, and then
yes.
it's about a bunch of Viking bullshit.
Yes, true. But here's the thing. It's not really about that, is it, Alex?
Well, I was waiting for it to go back to being about the first part.
Maybe
pillaging. I didn't give it that much of a chance.
It's the fair. Friends we made along the way.
Well, it may or may not it's be Katie Rose.
Christians we assaulted along the way.
Yeah, well, see, that's part of half of one, six and the other. And, well, here's the thing. Vinland Saga, I respect as a series because it is going...
You respect it.
I respect it because it's going against the grain. It does this thing where it's like, here's this cool fighting, but actually, we're actually a show about pacifism.
Oh.
And you're like, what? But you're Vikings. Like, yeah, get fucked.
Yeah.
That's what, we tricked you.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
But I want to see the Vikings fight, but you don't actually. That's what the show is when you watch it, basically.
Every other Viking show is very clearly not about pacifism.
Very
on
clearly.
Account of all the Viking stuff that happens.
Very much so. And Viking stuff still happens.
Yeah, like, do they ever, like, kill all of the children and women?
Yeah, multiple times.
Okay, yeah.
Multiple times.
That's kind of like their main thing. That they like do. To do that, yeah. Well, the men first and then the women and children.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And they take their gold and their liveries.
They get
and
sold into
slavery.
Question mark, off screen, yeah.
The S word.
Yeah, and this is a woman who's sick and they throw her off a ship into the...
As a matter of fact, as I recall, the beginning of the show is they take a slave they shouldn't and then they're punished for it.
Well, that's the thing, right? He does an act of kindness.
Yes.
From which he does not benefit at all.
Yes. And that's where you learn to never do that and you just do pirate stuff.
But the thing is that's not the message though.
It's kind of an interesting contrast between this and One Piece. Because, as I have said on the show, I've started watching One Piece.
True.
I've not gotten to the part where I have to start fast-forwarding all the stuff.
There's 1,000 episodes.
I know that. Yeah. But I've just seen a little bit. I saw up through after the buggy ball. After the buggy ball, and Usopp had just joined the show.
Usopp, he's here.
Look, this is behind the paywall, so I'll say this, and I mean this in a very... ally full way.
Do it.
But Usopp looks just like my friend Ben Wasserman. And they wear the same clothes and have same hair. Acceptable.
Alex! That's kind of true.
I have pictures of Ben where he looks just like that. I'm saying nose aside, because the thing is, you can't tell him that because of the nose. But
he does look just like him.
He wears little overalls all the time and has the same curly hair.
The hair is the same too.
And some of his outfits later on, because they change clothes in that show, which is like a big deal. Our Ben Wasserman outfits.
Yeah.
Do you wear like dresses? Do you gotta like experiment a little bit like Ben does?
I'm gonna save you here, Alex, because I know Ben as well, and I've never been watching One Piece. I've always thought this.
Really? All along, you saw him and you said Usopp.
I've known One Piece for a decade longer than I've known Ben. And when I met Ben,
He is. And here's the other thing too, they kind of act the same way.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know Usopp that well yet, but I mean, he's a loud menace.
Sure. That's true.
And that does remind me of my good friend Ben. Come see his live show about death.
Even their skin tones are similar, which is interesting.
Well, it's like an olive.
They both are olive skinned, I would say.
They're Mediterranean.
A lot less aggressive, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ben would be a much better pirate, I think.
Usopp is not as argumentative.
Well, and here's where we get into the whole tropes question, where it's dangerous to compare Usopp to Ben. Sure. But we simply shouldn't, much like selling a gun on your show.
Well,
that's fine. Out of all the things on this show's bingo card, I did not think selling a gun would be on there. I really just was not emotionally prepared.
I was thinking about this the other day.
talkingnardo@gmail.com. Email us. We will sell your gun, and now we'll take your $20. I can guarantee you.
The thing is, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, we've really gotten lucky that no one's written in with anything I shouldn't put on the radio before. And then immediately it happened. And so that's why you got to be careful with manifestations, right, everybody?
True.
Bring in positive energies.
The secrets.
I got a new crystal this week.
Oh, good.
Oh.
It breeds creativity. It looks like an iced coffee color.
Nice.
I'm not wearing it now. It's not for this.
It's not for this.
No.
It's for those quiet times.
Anyway, I'm probably not going to watch too much One Piece. I think Alyssa's kind of lost interest.
That's fine.
I like that it's so much fun.
Here's the thing.
I like that it's fun.
I know. I don't like putting over stuff that I like too much because I don't like when people do it to me. So I'm not gonna.
So you're gonna.
I'm not gonna tell anybody.
Go against every instinct and every fiber of your body to defend One Piece right now. Okay.
No, I don't. It's fine. You know, it's long.
It's just that it's so long.
People try to get me into Game of Thrones, and when people try to get me into.
Game of Thrones, by the way, Lawson, great show.
It was good.
I've been thinking about rewatching the thing. The thing is, when House of the Dragon was on, and I say this as a man who has GERD, but I got drunk every Sunday for 10 years to watch this thing and then pretend I was the fancy lord every Sunday. Yep. And guess what? If you do that, you're going to develop stomach problems. It's going to happen to Tyrion Lannister, and it's going to happen to you. Because the thing is that the people in olden times, they may act wise and old and with authority, but they are actually, like, when you're 24, you're half dead. And so that's just how people could act when they were 24 back then. Mm-hmm. And I'll take my answer off air.
Who has a better story than Bran the Broken?
I have nothing to contribute.
I got nothing. So okay.
Anime.
I will bring this back to this for the former point I was going to make before we do our segment here, and that is that pirates,
okay,
are pretty much Vikings.
Yes.
Eh? And every time on this show they talk, and I know it does come up as a bit of conflict that these pirates are ne'er-do-wells, and they are quite scallywaggerous.
Yeah, but they're not doing any raping.
They're not raping.
They're not raping.
And that's mostly...
That's what you wanted to come back to?
They're not raping.
Well, One Piece exists kind of in a childlike fantasy world, so it'd be
really
weird
keeps
if rape
it
was...
from being... I mean, they do a lot of murder. They do a lot of murder, although not of any characters you learn the names of, and that's another thing, too.
Yeah, that is a big thing in it.
Whereas the Vinland Saga people, you're like, the camera shuts off, they're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, because villains have seinen, basically. I think it is a seinen, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's usually how they indicate there's a bad guy in a show where everybody's killing each other, and we kind of brought this up in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, is that the bad guy would, like, do a rape, and then you'll be like, that's the bad one.
That's the bad guy.
I know they're all murderers, but this is the bad one.
But this guy did a rape, so I don't know.
There it is.
He took the extra step.
Yeah, this guy's a son of a bitch. Glad we got that out of the way. Cue the music for Lawson's Fuck Zone.
Woo!
Lawson's Fuck Zone. Oh, yeah. Lawson's Fuck Zone.
People can come into people legally.
Here every week on Lawson's Fuck Zone, Lawson, he had monkeypox, and you write in your dating questions or zones, and he fucks them or reads them.
Well, sure.
And this week, we didn't get any fuck zones, so instead of going to Reddit, I actually found, and this is just something that organically happened, something I thought that everyone on the show would be interested to explore,
yeah,
a different subreddit that was a fascinating community.
Oh, God.
Is it a fuck community of some type?
No.
Oh.
It's a little bit different, but it is kind of adjacent. I'm, of course, talking about R Sink Pissers.
Of course you are.
Now, R Sink Pissers has 28,000 members.
That's
what? A decent amount.
Why are people so passionate about peeing in the sink?
Well, because it's the only time you feel alive, Katie. And now there's a lot of people in here. Because here's the thing is, I found out this was a thing, and I was like, oh, wow, I always used to pee in my friend Mike's sink. I love to pee in sinks. I haven't done it in a dog's age. Let's see what people are saying. And it's all about how nice it is to find each other on here.
Oh. But it's like, peeing in a sink is something you do out of necessity, not out of, like, want.
Apparently not.
So,
this has just been covered in Rolling Stone.
Wow.
Rolling Stone wrote up a Sink Pissers article.
Oh, so we're topical AF.
Yeah, they are getting on this trend.
We're Sink Pissers, and we're not afraid to say it anymore.
So what, yeah, like, what's the viewpoint of the Piss Sinkers Reddit?
Well, sometimes it'll say stuff like, you know, I thought I liked pissing in the sink, but y'all are crazy. Or here's a post that's on the front page right now. It says, I am the proud wife of a sink pisser. And it has 100 upvotes, and this person says, congrats, if he upgrades to sink shitting, divorce his ass, though. And that's a common joke we have here in the Sink Pissers Reddit.
Of course. It's also like, oh, I bit my tongue while I was speaking. Sorry. It's also like, these are all men, right?
Yeah, well, you kind of have to be, because if you're peeing the sink and you're a girl, you're like literally hopping in
the
sink.
Which I have done, but once again, it was out of necessity.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a fight or flight situation. Here's a post.
Is this because you're not, is this like some we're not supposed to do type of thing?
It's that it's forbidden, and that makes it so sweet.
But it's like, yeah, man, you have a toilet.
And a lot of
pee in the toilet.
A lot of people are just saying, I'm tall. It's more natural to me to pee in the sink.
How
the
tall
sink is
are
low.
They?
I don't they're big boys.
But also it's like, you can sit down and pee, sir.
You can sit down and pee as well. But if you're at a crazy party, everybody's already using the toilet. Well, and you gotta pee.
That's different. I say, like, that's like what I mean by necessity. But I mean, in your everyday life, you just pee in the fucking toilet, you child.
Is this sexual in some type of nature?
I'm sure there's a handful of bad apples who are here to come, but a lot of these are jokesters who, you know, Franksters. Thought it's funny to do it. And then also just people who, you know, maybe do it once or twice and then exaggerate on the internet. Here's another post. 40 plus years of sink pissing. I'm 64 and I've been pissing in the sink since I was in my 20s. Although I'm aware of the water saving benefits. And that's a lot of what we're talking about on here. Because you save a lot per flush. That's far from my primary motivation for doing it. I do it because it's convenient, pure and simple. The kitchen sink is closer than the bathroom. Also, I generally don't piss directly into the sink.
Wait, the kitchen sink?
Hey, it's got a sink.
Not the bath.
That's where you wash food.
You wash your fucking plates and shit.
There's soap in there. It's like the shower.
The hygienic consequences.
Oh, are you all of a sudden turning your back on our sink pissers, Lawson? It's been 3 minutes. You just found out about it.
I hate to Caesar these guys, stab them in the back like this.
Are these people married?
Some of their proud wives are on here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's sad.
Let me read the rest of the post, please.
Isn't your sink gonna, like, you're gonna, there's gonna be some splatter and some other, like, it can't be completely
clean.
Well,
this says, he says, I don't piss directly into the sink, too much splashing, so I pee in a glass mug or cup and then rinse it out.
This is
horrible.
Somehow I've made it 4 decades without getting caught, but I'm sure it will happen eventually. Upvote for you, sir. Reddit gold.
You're a 64-year-old man worried about, quote, getting caught.
You know what? Honestly, why have I never bought Reddit Gold? I have money now. I mean, not like a lot of it, but I could get Reddit Gold, I think. I don't think it's that expensive. I could give this guy Reddit Gold.
Holy fuck.
Here's a good question. Do you guys wash your dick after pissing?
God, I'm so sad.
You wash your dick every time you piss? That's a crazy thing to do.
This shit is.
40% say yes. That's wild.
Wait, the piss sinkers or just in general?
No, and sink. It's not.
Yeah, that's,
we're still in the subreddit, Lawson. Okay. We haven't gone anywhere.
That'd be weird.
That's. I mean, here's the thing, though. You're in a sink, so you can, and that's what they're talking about.
Here's what I do because I'm woke. I wash my hands.
You wanna live forever?
What? No, finish what you're saying.
I wash my hands before I pee.
Why? Why?
Cause, man, cause that's because I'm about to touch my dick.
Before and after?
No, I wash my hands before I pee.
What are you touching with your hands?
I'm having
the
such
world.
The world.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I'm about to touch my dick.
I kind of feel like the dick is one of the sturdier organs and is kind of like picking up a baseball bat or something. And you can throw that thing in the mud. It's fine. No.
My dick has been clean because it's behind the clothes. So I'm chilling.
The man behind
my hands. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands, bro. Using them for all.
It just seems like a lot of time hand washing in that case.
No, but then it's fine because you don't have to do it for that long.
Okay, let me find another good post on here.
You do one rinse, and take a piss, do another rinse.
All right, here's a basic meme. It's Bilbo Baggins. He's holding the ring. It says, after all, why not? Why shouldn't I piss in the sink? That's funny. I'm giving that an upvote. I mean, you can see it when I tell you about it, right? Like, you know what meme I'm talking about? It's him. He's holding the ring. He's like, after all, why shouldn't I do it? Why shouldn't I have the ring?
Oh, why shouldn't I piss in the sink?
Yeah, that's Frodo Baggins. Okay.
Sure.
Here's another
crazy eyes.
Yeah, it's a crazy eyes. Here's another good post. Should probably add my homie to this. Foo always pisses in my sink when he's drunk. # drunk piss sink.
Don't come over my house and piss in my sink. You
that's
fuckheads.
Just rude.
This foo.
That's just rude. You can't do that. You can't do that. You
put your friend on
that's
blast.
Not okay.
That's well, not what cool. If you're tall? What if you're tall? You want to downtown it.
I'm Alex. Saying this right now. If any of you guys come over and piss in my sink, I'm going to ruin you.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to take this relationship to the next level.
Don't don't put that shit on blast, Katie.
I'm going to cross the
Oh, when you put
rhyme.
It that way, I'll never feel so close to you as after you piss
never
in my
tell
sink.
People what I did today. here's a picture of Heisenberg. It says, I am the one who pisses. That is so 100 upvotes. That's so pretty dumb. Good. So that's the kind of
these
good
memes
stuff.
Suck. These memes are
no, nuts. It's really good because it's about pissing in a sink.
Well, like those ones are like clearly just people being stupid, but it's like the 65-year-old with his pee cup and shit like that is what has me really concerned.
He literally is like running, like making sure he doesn't get caught by his wife or whoever.
Okay. So that was how I found this. Cup. That was how I found this. Is there's a screenshot going on Twitter on R Sink Pissers. It says, "Wife caught me. What do I say?" And then the screenshot is from Mrs., which means this person's probably English, I'm guessing. And it's from her. It goes, "It makes me sick." All caps. "I wash my face with that sink, you cunt. You need therapy. You need to go to therapy." All caps. "Get therapy or I'm fucking done." And then you see the top of his text. "I'm not hurting anyone. ...
Oh my god.
It's just how mad
people
these
use the sink for stuff.
The old Mrs. Leggett when she catches you on our sink pissers.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm just like,
bro, I moisturize.
So that
sink,
you know,
man.
Like
Lawson has a whole routine.
Peeing or like leaving feces in like inappropriate places is like a sign of a psychotic break. Like why are these people like refusing to have basic hygiene? It's concerning.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get stuck on sink pissers all day, but I will read this last post here.
Yeah, who gives a shit about GT? This is all I can think about now.
There are 28,000 people out there pissing in sinks and proud about it.
It kind of makes you wonder, what if Goku pissed in a sink, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
He definitely pisses in the sink.
He pisses wherever
his
he wants.
Penis is literally in the introduction to Dragon Ball GT, and I think it's so crazy every time I see it.
He's the Monkey King. He pisses where he likes.
Hold my hand. I got distracted.
As I pee in the sink.
As I pee in the sink because we're drunk enough to do that. This post is called Sterile. It says, "For the record, urine is sterile in the no bacterial sense, so urinating in the sink poses no danger to others."
I hate it when people say this shit. Yeah, okay, but it's still the waste from your human body.
It saves water and avoids all the mess and odor of splashed urine around the toilet.
Sit down.
You're really going to
sit down if you are scared of pee splash.
It's not so bad to sit down. Now, you're going to hate this, Katie. It saves water and avoids all the mess odor splashed around the toilet. This is especially useful for us old guys with prostatic issues. We have a harder time with proper aiming. An added bonus is that one does not have to deal with forgetting the toilet seat up. We therefore avoid issues with our partners of the opposite sex.
Oh,
my God.
Forget?
So,
I feel
it's a
sad.
Generational divide, man.
I feel really sad because he just admitted to several things.
How do you forget it?
One, that the seat up down thing is like still an issue in his life.
How
where
can that
it's
be a thing?
Like, I just, here's the
I don't want to listen. I don't want to be like, I'm such an ally or whatever. This is not a real, this seat up down.
You don't want to be like
no,
that.
Cause no, but for real though,
for
how
once,
do, how like there's a clear difference between the,
well,
you
and also
with the seat up,
here's
like a person.
Here's a little.
This should not be a gender divide thing.
Here's a hot
the
tip.
Fuck?
They cannot divide us.
Here's a hot tip. You Christ. Should shut the whole toilet before you flush it because studies show that like particles fly up from
yeah,
it
should.
When you
yeah.
flush it. So how about just shut the whole thing before you flush?
Yes. It's kind of like POD
everyone.
Said. Yeah. Boom! Here comes the boom. Ready or not, here comes the boys boom. From the south.
Yeah,
which was
is.
Little.
The south is the toilet
the
when
toilet.
It's flushing.
Yeah. yeah.
And the boom would have been you
the
know.
Flush.
Yeah.
boom.
It's
so,
a if you're like a bug, that's what it sounds
yes,
like.
Exactly.
I'm so bummed out. This is such a bummer.
I'm gonna just read. I'm just gonna read
this
one
makes me
more.
So sad for humanity.
Just one.
Like, no
more.
Wonder Nazis are in power right now. You know.
Well, I don't think Nazis would pee in the sink because it's too clean for them. Anyway, so this is a post that says my GF broke up with me because I pee in the sink.
Stop
good.
Then.
Good.
Stop.
Good.
Let's stop.
That's really, I'm
sounds,
really sad to
sounds
hear that.
Like you chose peeing in the sink over a girlfriend, so I'm glad she left.
Make a fucking concession.
My GF broke up with me after she found out I pee in the sink. We were in the bathroom, and I proceeded to pee in the sink and wash my hands like I always do. But I guess I've never done it in front of her because she lost it.
Why was he peeing in front of her?
What the? Okay.
I don't. Well, they're very close, I'm assuming, before this. I tried to explain that washing my hands after washes the sink out too, and it saves 1.8 gallon per flush, but she won't listen. This is like an I think you should leave sketch with the numbers. She says it gave her the ick, in quotes, whatever the hell that is, but told me we'd probably be fine if I stopped.
Wow, so she even was like, she gave all right.
The out. She said to stop doing it, and then he said, no. She followed me into the bathroom shortly after and saw me pee in the sink again. Come on, I'm never giving it up, in parentheses.
Is this real?
That's right, brother.
I kind of feel like this isn't real now.
Hold on to it, brother.
Now I kind of
That's
like
your way of life.
I feel like this person never had a girlfriend.
And it kicked me out of the apartment. It's probably like better this way, right? If she couldn't live up with me peeing in the sink, then I'm better off peeing in someone else's sink who appreciates my water conservation effort.
You're fucking maniac, bro.
I think 50-50 on this being real, but I do support them whether they're fictional
or not. Bro, I don't
think
any of that should happen.
You have to stand by your convictions.
I think my, like, vagina just sewed itself shut.
Oh,
like,
no.
That was just so sad.
The new Hellraiser villain just dropped.
When I see women I know post, like, men are sick, it's always like, this is that.
It's just
a bunch of dudes
like,
who.
Why?
I don't understand.
Why?
Me bloody old gov won't stop pissing in me sink. I told him it's where me plates go.
That's where your fucking silverware.
Well,
the kitchen sink?
It's time
like
to get
said, you like, eat. Like, if you're drunk at a party, I'll give it to you. You know, I'm not like a prude, but it's just like, an everyday thing. It's like, what is wrong with
1.8 gallons per flush? I mean, that's a lot of water, guys.
I don't care. The sun's going to die.
We're
going
to run out of water.
Okay, but the solution is to piss in the sink?
You can clean it when you clean your hands. It's 1.8 GPF. That's a whole gallon per flush. Anyway, okay. That kind of reminds me of what we originally got together to talk about today,
everybody. I don't
remember
what that is anymore.
And that's, of course, the hit program Dragon Ball GT. Let's play that music
now. Let's go.
Dan, save me.
Kokoro.
We can find paradise.
Only one more, Dan.
I gotta tell you guys, speaking of the sink, my landlord had to come over and fix the sink today, so I only watched like a third of this episode.
Katie. Hold my hand.
Like, I saw the start, and then there's a whole chunk in the middle that's just gone. But then I saw the end.
Okay,
you know
well.
I think we can absolve Katie of her sins.
Luckily for us, Katie, I actually recorded minute by minute all of the events of this episode, so I'll catch you up real quick.
The most notes I think any of us have ever wrote.
Hold my hand. Well, here on our sink pissers, we're holding each other's hand. Now,
we're sink pissers, and we're proud of it.
Now, this episode is entitled Rescue Goku. I don't know if you recall the other events of Dragon Ball GT. He's kind of in a bit of a mess.
No, can't be.
He's in a bit of a tussle because he's fighting the Eternal Dragon Shenron in his corrupted form as Omega Shenron, which has all seven balls of corrupted Shenron put into one nasty Shenron. But last week, he ate one of the Dragon Balls, Goku, I mean.
Yep.
Because he saw another boy doing it, Omega Shenron, and wanted to be just like him. And so he put an entire four-star Dragon Ball into his throat like the Guinness Pelican.
Goku see, Goku do.
And then we all thought he was going to choke, and it was in the show that maybe he would die from choking, but he got it down. And honestly, respect to that. His esophagus is so powerful. Yo, Goku. It's way more powerful than mine is. I would be so dead for trying to eat the four-star Dragon Ball. They'd be like, oh, yeah, it turns out there's a Dragon Ball.
Like,
in his throat.
Even if you got it down, your throat would be destroyed.
It would be destroyed. There would be no repairing your throat from that. But, I mean, this is Goku, isn't it?
This is Goku.
That we're talking about
and
at the end of the day.
This is Dragon Ball GT, gosh darn it.
Which Dragon Ball is it? It's Dragon Ball GT. Now, here's the thing. Goku and Vegeta, when they were fused together, they had the strength to beat this dragon, but they have unfused and have been unsuccessful in their attempts to refuse. Goku has actually lost all of his power and reverted back to his cursed chibi state. That means small. He's but a boy.
I just want to point out, I watched this in Japanese, so you don't have to.
Hold my hand, Lawson. And so, Vegeta is quite cross with him. He's saying, Goku, if you're a boy, what are we going to do?
The animation here sucked.
And also, this episode looks so bad.
It
I don't
looks
know why.
Like shit.
And they put a few more dollars on it for a few episodes and then had to pay the piper in this episode.
I'm accusing Dragon Ball GT of having senioritis.
Yeah,
they're limping to the finish line.
Phoning it in, I think. Well, how are they limping to the finish line? I'm glad you asked. The four-star Dragon Ball, because Goku ate the Dragon Ball as a Super Saiyan 4 and then shrunk, is now bulging out of his forehead.
Yes.
It's bulging out of his forehead, causing his wife, Chi-Chi, to scream. And she goes, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. Because she's seen so much happen to her once beautiful husband. First made into a boy and then a unicorn. Mm-hmm. And Goku, he sees that it's coming out of his head because everybody's like, look at your bloody head, mate. And he says, oh no, I don't want to go to the hospital because I don't want to get a shot.
What? In what the world's just... Oh, yes. He says, I don't want to get a shot, which reconfirms Goku's only consistent character trait is that he's an anti-vaxxer.
He's an anti-vaxxer. He is opening his third eye.
He never wants medicine.
Right.
He's the Tyler
Durden?
No, the comedian
Fisher.
Tyler Fisher of the Dragon Ball community.
That hurts.
He can do a lot of impressions of Ryan Gosling.
And Bill Burr.
And Bill Burr. He can do kind of easy impressions, and he's Goku. And the point is...
I used to be friends with that guy.
He's a very nice guy. It's too bad what happened to him. I think a lot of people took a lot of psychic damage over COVID. Anyway, also, he's making a ton of money now. So, I mean, don't feel that bad for him. He works the Comedy Cellar. Anyway, true. Goku... He's got a Dragon Ball coming out of his head.
Yeah, he does.
And so it's somewhat of a, whoa, what is this situation? And so Sin Shenron goes to blast him. But what's this? Nova Shenron.
Nani?
The hot one who was around before and was killed by Sin Shenron.
Mm-hmm.
He's back. He comes out of that Dragon Ball. You see, why eating the Dragon Ball, and Katie, I don't know if you got this far, Goku purified it because his tummy is good. And Omega Shenron's tummy is bad. And so when the Dragon Ball went in his good tummy, that made it good.
Okay, so the other part...
he injected it out of his forehead later.
So I was playing the episode while I was working and dealing with my landlord, but I gotta tell you, I wasn't that mad about being distracted because all of this shit made me insane.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Katie? You don't like that he ate a four-star dragon and then... ball, and then it came through his head, and then it shot out of his head, deflected a beam, and then became Nova Shenron.
It became the reason it deflected the beam was because it's Nova Shenron.
It was fucking nonsense.
I feel what like do you the mean? Flaws in this writing.
He purified the negative energy of the ball with his good tummy because he's such a good little boy, but well, sometimes he's a good, big, sexy man.
Right.
Right. And so that's what's happening.
That's where we are.
And there's even more equally like bullshit stuff in this episode.
So I actually had to, I went back and rewinded this because I was so confused. Nova Shenron comes out of his head, clearly is going to help Goku. No question in my mind the second I see this motherfucker, oh, he's going to help Goku.
Yeah.
He puts on this act like, oh, I came out of Goku's head, but I'm bad. And he starts beating up everybody and he kicks Vegeta across town.
Yeah.
There are some great quotes here.
Father!
Father!
What? First Why of all, you get Trunks a, keep talking
a
like
strong
that?
Trunks father shoots out right away. But when Goku is trying to discourage Nova Shenron from siding with Omega Shenron, he says, and I quote, "All he knows is how to betray," which reminded me of Girls Eat Hot Chip and Lie kind of thing, but for Shenron's. Omega Shenron only know one thing, and it is how to betray. And so he immediately goes and kicks Vegeta through like the Eiffel Tower, and then Goku has a line for Vegeta right after he's been wrecked, and he says, oh, be careful, Vegeta. Nova Shenron is a lot faster than we are. And that's just important information to know when battling Nova Shenron. The back and forth here. Omega Shenron has given Nova Shenron some of his dragon energy, yes, and so that he can be double dragon, double trouble.
Yep.
So Nova Shenron is blasting everyone around town. It appears he's murdered Vegeta because he puts his head, he warps, puts his hand next to his head and yells "die," and then shoots him, and we don't see him for a while.
Yeah, he goes, takes a dirt nap.
And so we're kind of like, oh shit, you shouldn't have put that in your tummy because it made a bad dragon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get a great father at this moment.
Why is he like that?
Father?
That's all he fucking
he's
says.
Father!
He's such a father's boy.
But like, it's so weird how he says it, because even when he's talking casually, he's like, that is my father! Father says!
He took one clip
he's,
of it.
He's going for the full Tosan every chance. He's respecting his Tosan. Title. He's never a Chi-Chi in the house, ironically. I thought that was so confusing that Chi-Chi means dad and that Chi-Chi is Chi-Chi. That's confusing.
Yeah.
But... I digress. Alex speaks Japanese today. Nova Shenron is putting everybody in the goddamn dirt, and he looks like shit. It looks like he was drawn with crayon. Sin Shenron decides, because Nova Shenron's doing such a good job, he's going to sit down and take a break, which I thought was kind of funny.
That was really funny.
That they put that in the show, that he's like, I have pooped. I've died twice, and I came back. And so Goku is now battling Nova Shenron, even as he's a small bean. So keep in mind, he's just a little Goku. And he's like, I still got the juice. And he is wrecked. He is run out of town by Nova Shenron. He's kicked all around. Trunks goes to check in on Vegeta, and he's like, Father, what's going on with you? And Vegeta says, oh, don't worry. Nova Shenron may look like he's owning us, and I may be a Super Saiyan 4, but it's actually a show, and it's just a joke, and he's kidding. And so
we like that.
JK Shenron. Now,
I don't know how that works, because it didn't seem like Vegeta was in on it to get blasted so good and then be like, it didn't hurt though.
Well, why did Vegeta sell so much if that was the
right
case?
He was Shawn Michaels all over the place.
He collapsed through a building and was like, oh, that was he was joking.
He has the fight IQ to do it, I guess. So Sin Shenron has waited 5 seconds on his break, and then he's like, how are these guys not dead yet? I've waited 5 seconds. End the fight right now. I have dragon shit to do. And he does not clarify what that shit is or what he could possibly have going on besides this.
What could happen after
you've
this?
Been alive for like 2 days.
And this is your climactic battle.
It is hard to be. You know when you're little and then things don't take that long, but you have no patience? That kind of seems like what's happening here. Because he's only been alive 2 days. So it's been like, it's been 5 minutes.
He's been alive for 2 days. And this is a climactic fight.
I remember I once waited 10 minutes in a hallway when I was in like the first grade for my parents to come pick me up. And I was looking at a clock and I was like, it feels like it's been a million minutes. But I've been literally watching it and doing nothing else, and it's been 10. And so that's kind of what he's going through, but he's a powerful dragon who does karate. And so that's kind of what's going on.
He does very Thai.
So Vegeta's let everybody in that it's a show. He's fine. And three Blast Omega Shenron surprise I wrote, and that is, of course, to indicate Goku and Nova, when they're fighting, they're close enough to kiss for their lips to touch. And they say, on three, let's blast Omega Shenron just one more time just for fun. Just and us, on baby. Three, they turn and they blast him. And he's not hurt at all, but he's very annoyed, like when you dump Gatorade on a coach.
And then Nova says to Goku, it was always me and you, King.
It's always been me and you, buddy. You're my little fire inside.
You're my little guy.
And so you see, by eating the Dragon Ball, Goku gave Sin Shenron some of the gave Nova Shenron some of his positive mental energy.
Yes.
The positive mental attitude, PMA.
Short King Spring.
And so it's the Short King Spring, and he's fixed him. And that's where they explain that. Then a commercial break. While you're here on the edge of your seat with this bullshit.
You fixed him like Coldplay.
What song does Coldplay fix him?
Fix You.
Okay. All right. Is it Yellow?
No.
Okay. This is a Coldplay podcast. Coldplay comes up a lot back here. I don't know why. It does every week. Goku, he is a strong man.
Can
he
take psychic damage? Dun 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 dun. This is the type of stuff we can find on Katie's Patreon, new Patreon show.
Yeah,
new
Patreon. Actually,
yeah, check out this week. We got
mostly cold
yellow. We got clocks.
Fix You.
We got all the Starbucks hits for you.
We got that I Used to Rule the World song that people don't remember what it was called.
Viva La Vida.
Viva La Vida.
But not Loca. That's Ricky Martin. He's on next week, baby.
That's another good song. You can put both of those
on.
You should do Viva La Vida into Living La Vida Loca.
I'm going to do episodes where I have guest curators, and if you guys want to come on and do an all Coldplay ep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty interested in that.
I wouldn't do that, Katie.
The thing is, I don't know enough Coldplay songs to really get into
well,
it.
Well, what is it?
I could do a Matchbox 20 playlist for you. I could really rap on the 20 list. I can play my top 20s.
You're a real big Rob head.
Yeah, I'm a Rob stan.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I've dyed my hair to look like Rob. I have all my room's full of pictures and posters of him, man. Of Rob from Matchbox 20.
Okay.
Well, Rob Thomas. He's in a great It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
I mean, most of them are.
And most of who is?
Well, Always Sunny. Most of the episodes are great.
Yeah. So, yeah. What was I fucking talking about?
Sin Shenron.
Nova Shenron is battling Omega Shenron. How did it come to this? And with his feared dragon blast, Nova Shenron has submerged Omega Shenron in a ball of fire. And the other character's looking at it and saying, that's a big ball of fire.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia. Great googly boogly. Great.
But there's more than that, because inside the ball of fire, Omega Shenron is locked in chains of fire. Nova Shenron also makes fire chains.
Yeah.
And so Omega Shenron asks basic questions like, how can you be stronger? You're one dragon and I'm six dragons. And then Nova Shenron says, I'm so hot, I'm a hot dragon. I'm the hottest one. I'm full of fire. I'm a hot dragon.
So hot.
I'm too hot to touch. And when I'm surrounded by flames, I get even stronger. And so Omega Shenron's like, well, I'll just kill you with one of my trademark beams. And he says, go ahead. That'll only set off the flames. And so it's this kind of like explosive vest situation. He stuck him in a Taliban style situation. And he explains, I am Nova. Heat is not a factor. The one who's about to become charcoal is you. Ugh. Yeah, what a line.
True.
Write it on my grave. The one who's about to become charcoal is you. Mm. And he says that to Omega Shenron, who is about to become charcoal. And the fireball blows up in a way that seems bad to happen on Earth. It looks like the end of the world. It seems like it would ruin Earth's atmosphere even with nothing else bad happening in it. It's a really, really big explosion.
Yeah.
And a red ball descends to the Earth, and Vegeta and Goku think, Nova Shenron, you made it. Oh, boy. Who's standing in the flames? It's Nova Shenron, their old friend. He's fire-type Nova Shenron.
And we all thought Nova Shenron defeating Omega Shenron is definitely how...
Well, surely from here...
Dragon Ball GT is going to end.
I mean, our old friend Nova Shenron, he's finished the job.
They've kind of been setting him up to end the show for
for a long time.
However,
there is that episode of Dragon Ball where he says it'll take a Nova Shenron to beat an Omega Shenron.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Goku goes up to high five him. He's like, "You did it! That's the end of Dragon Ball GT. We're getting drinks after this.
Let's go.
Let's go get shawarma."
And Nova Shenron turns to him and says something along the lines of, "I have a tummy ache," and then he explodes and Omega Shenron's inside of him.
All right, this explanation makes no sense.
What do you mean, Katie Rose?
It was upsetting to watch. I'll tell you that.
Can someone tell me what this was?
I can.
I literally don't understand. I wasn't
at work. Well, I was at work. Hard at work taking notes on Dragon Ball GT.
I was watching at 1.25 speed in Japanese.
Oh, sugoi.
Sugoi.
Well, what I got to say here, Katie, you're not going to like this. First of all, I have to say the transformation, very John Carpenter-esque. Real body horror core happening. The big spikes bursting out of the small Nova Shenron in a way where it didn't seem like they fit in there to begin with. And he's like, "Oh, ow." And then whose voice emerges but that of the bad Omega Shenron? And he says, "Well, well, what we didn't show you in that other scene 2 seconds ago is that after he said all that stuff about turning me into charcoal, I said, well, I'll just have to steal your body." And then all the Dragon Balls shoot out of his chest into Nova Shenron's chest, putting him inside of him. Because I guess he's just made up of 7 Dragon Balls and the other guy's made up of 1 Dragon Ball, and it doesn't matter what their corporeal form is. I thought that was kind of cool.
I don't think it makes sense.
Well, it's not cool in the classical sense per se, but it's kind of
makes sense. And
isn't it
show
dope?
Is bad.
Come on. Nova Shenron is
body.
All fat bastard, and not ate all the Dragon Balls.
He ate Nova Shenron.
Oh, I got to take a dragon shit.
Oh, I shat out his corpse, I did. I don't know what accent this is anymore.
Oh, I got a Nova shot.
Nova more like Nova shat himself. And it's me. He shat me, Omega Shenron.
That's pretty much what happens. I was just doing a good faith recap of what happened.
Bro, we are the Best Faith. That's the name of our new band, Best Faith.
Oh.
Best Faith.
Best Faith.
We are Faith No More.
We are Faith No More.
We are Faith No More. I'm crying a little bit. Okay.
This is Crucial Taunt.
We're going to do Faith No More on Katie's podcast.
So, listen, Faith No More, you guys can come on anytime. You got to play your hits, though.
Well, only the hits.
Obviously, this is a dark moment for Goku.
All hope is lost again.
It appears that they are completely fucked and fucking fucked.
Surely nothing else bad could happen, Alex.
So, Nova Shenron, before he explodes, apologizes. Just want to make
sorry,
sure
Goku. That his final that. Words are, I'm sorry, Goku,
I
and then he explodes.
Fudged it.
Fuck, I fucked up.
That's why all those people have those shirts with Nova Shenron on them that say, I fudged it.
It's really sad because Nova Shenron, while he was dominating Omega in the flame attack.
Pretty cool.
He really was like really feeling himself. He was like, oh yeah, you blow yourself up while you shoot
you
me in the
think
back.
You're all the dragons, but I'm one hot dragon.
You're only down to shoot me in the back. He turned his
you
back
know,
on him.
It sounds like Alex is doing a joke voice, but that's exactly what he sounds
yeah, it's
like.
The Trunks guy doing Patty
Batman.
Simpson.
I'm the Nova
Shenron. Yeah.
It sounds like Marge's sisters whenever Nova Shenron gets on screen.
I'm a fire dragon.
This oh wait! Dragon just showed you.
Important detail. Katie was correct. I did not share this. He goes, "Hey, I understand you don't want to shoot me to my face in the fireball, so maybe you can shoot me in the back like a dirty snake." And he turns around.
That was badass.
Because cool. You're a fake friend.
Fake friend.
Yeah, it's very taking back Sunday inside that fireball.
He literally talked too much and told Omega Shenron, like, oh yeah, this won't hurt me, actually.
Yeah, he should not have said all that stuff. He should have just done it and it would have been fine.
Yep.
But oh well, he did and he sucks and he's gone.
He's dead now, for real this time.
For real, Nova Shenron is over.
He's dead again, once more with feeling.
And so... Omega Shenron explains to them what the sneaky move was, because it's Dragon Ball Z, so you can't just like do something. You gotta tell everybody about it. It's gotta
guys,
be a
you
whole.
You guys should have seen it. Did you guys see it in the fireball?
You probably missed it because I was in that fireball.
But
I'll
so
catch
cool
you up.
When I stole his body, oh my god, it was
you
so
guys
lit
are my only friends. I know I was hanging out with those dragons earlier, but those guys are pieces of shit. You got Chi Chi is my friend.
Fucking love you guys.
I love you guys. Let's destroy this same city again. So Goku tells him off. Yeah. He says, "Hey, if you're gonna jump inside my friend and then shatter his body into a million pieces, you can take a hike." And then he's still a boy for this. He punches him in the dragon jaw.
Oh shit!
And it did.
And that is not something you do to Omega Shenron. So he is then. He's like taunting him, and Goku does a Kamehameha, and Omega Shenron's like, "All you do is Kamehameha."
He does say that.
What is this show? Like, you do one thing, it's like not exciting. And Goku's like, "I'm gonna Kamehameha you," and he punches him through the Kamehameha.
That was the funniest.
Once again, the thing I do like about Omega Shenron is he does not buy into the Dragon Ball thing where you sit around and wait for someone to hurt you. He's like, no.
Yeah, he has an interesting style, and the trade-off is he has bad moves, because all he does, it's like he's the vanilla high stats character who's like, I'll just do a big kick.
Yeah.
I'll kill Goku with a kick.
But he has no cool animations, really.
Right now, while he's beating Goku up, he shoots purple machine gun fingers at him, and that's like kind of his closest to original move other than the Sin Ball or whatever, the one he did the other episode.
I gotta say, the actual funniest part of the episode was when Goku charged the Kameha and he punched him while he was about to do it.
It's just visually funny.
It was really funny.
It's a real, like, watching somebody fall down the stairs laugh.
Yeah.
Watching that thing. So we zoom out to this to Supreme Kai and Elder Kai, and you're thinking, oh, you mean in Dragon Ball Z Supreme Kai and Elder Kai? No, they're in this show too.
Why
and,
are they
so that
show?
They can say things like, oh no, Goku,
great,
you don't let him do that. And Vegeta by the way loses Super Saiyan 4 at some point.
No, hope is lost.
And
more,
and then Trunks goes, father
your hair changed,
and Vegeta goes, Bulma, the Blitz waves.
We're gonna do that in a second. Okay. So, Supreme. This is just so you know what's going on with Supreme Kai. Is he's like, this sucks.
Yeah, he does.
And then Elder Kai is like, well, it doesn't really matter. And he's like, no, it does matter, because of all the negative energy and bad vibes that Omega Shenron does. He's such a bad vibe that the planet will explode, and then that will send bad vibes to every planet that will also explode until all the planets explode.
I hate it.
It does not exist in a world where, like we do, there are galaxies,
right?
And you know, small solar systems, and then big pockets of empty space, I guess, is the implied, is that these negative energy balls explode, and then that can affect like other systems.
Right.
Like far, like it's not just Mars. Oh no, Mars! Like it gets to Namek and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of interesting astrologically there. Astronomically. Yeah. Then it's not interesting because it's Supreme Kai and he's like, I'm gonna run away. And then he's like, you're such a bitch. Elder Kai's like, you suck. You never should have been in this show. It should have been me. They should have just made me, and that should have been it. But instead they put you in and no one knows why. And then they just sit there with that.
And Supreme Kai's like, I was just kidding.
Yeah, I was just fucking kidding. I was joking around. And he's like, well, don't do that. And then the scene ends.
Please,
and then
don't.
We cut to Vegeta, who then loses Super Saiyan 4 form, as Lawson said. And then we get the famous YouTube clip, Bulma, the Blutz waves, where he turns and just commands his wife. And she's like, the tank blew up. And he's like, oh, crap.
And then Goku.
This shit is so whack.
This little shit.
Blutz waves.
He goes, what, Vegeta? What's wrong? You can't go Super Saiyan 4 without Blutz waves?
You can't do it without the gas station pills, Vegeta? And he's like, no, I don't. You can't do it either right now.
Oh, you need to be in a gas station? I mean, picturing...
the Street Fighter pills? You gotta take Street Fighter pills to get there? Hot shot? We're both in our 60s.
Unless you're picturing ScarJo in a nun outfit?
That's the only way you do it? Is with a nun ScarJo? You're sick. What year is it, Vegeta? that's too bad, though, because the Blutz Wave tank is gone, and so Goku's not Super Saiyan 4. Vegeta's not Super Saiyan 4. Nova Shenron has tragically exploded and is not coming back.
He's dead.
And so I think that the Earth is doomed. And that's where the episode ends. Oh, very funny line. Very funny line. Omega Shenron goes, all right, should we take a break or should I destroy everyone? And then Goku's like, are you being serious about the break? And then it cuts. Like, that's it. No, Goku, he's not being serious about the break. You got to go to school, so stuff like this doesn't happen to you.
I think it's really funny that both of these shows are wrapping up around the same time that we're going over them. And they're both going to culminate in super spirit bombs.
Hey, they got to do a spirit bomb.
They literally will have run out of every other fucking idea.
By the point where the brainstorm in the writer's room has a bunch of like question marks on the board. They're like, that's where you plug in the spirit bomb, baby.
Yep.
That's where it all goes. I don't think that's cool. I think they should have come up with a cooler thing.
Agreed.
But then again, they could have also had a dragon who does stuff instead of punches people.
Outside of the films, I think those are the only two spirit bombs that ever work. These two that we're about to... I don't know about Super.
Yeah, they did have some good ones in the movies.
Yeah,
there's some good ones. They have that one, I think it's... I don't know if it's Bojack or the
Bojack is
other
the
androids.
Gohan,
yeah. So. Is it the one where he does a spirit bomb and then absorbs it and punches through the guy? Because that shit rocks.
That was
in
Android 13.
That one's cool.
That's crazy cool. That's the same show as this, because this is so bad. But with that said, we will review it out of 7 Dragon Balls, as is our job. And with no further ado, Katie Rose Leon, what did you think of Dragon Ball GT Episode 62, Rescue Goku?
This shit sucks so bad. But it was a TV show.
You could watch it on cartoon.pirate.internet. 2 out of 7?
Yeah.
All right, this is pretty good. Lawson, what did you think?
2 out of 7.
Okay. I didn't like it. Was there anything that I thought was kind of memorable?
That's the thing. Like, not even anything like that funny happened.
The thing where he went inside Nova Shenron was like, I will remember that. It was pretty dope.
The fire attack was fine.
Events of it were cool. Like when I was recapping it, I was like, oh, they don't know this wasn't cool because it was animated with like,
it also looked like
South
shit.
Park money.
Yeah, it looked like shit too.
They brought in like a bunch of moving paper drawings and it looked like shit. And so it wasn't cool even when it was cool. And so for that, I will also give it 2 out of 7 Dragon Balls. We were both correct. And I'm very proud of your analysis. And so with no further ado, that's been us for another week. We might compress the last two episodes. I know on the first site we were using, 63 and 64 were one episode, so we'll have to talk about that.
Okay.
But there may only be one more Dragon Ball GT, so you'll have to tune in for that until
it's
next
possible.
Week. And in the meantime, here is a beautiful song.
Let's go.
Play it.
Afraid. down. All right. Don't you worry, we're all flown on. All right.